Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wow Wednesdays on the Access to a Rising Artist Show with your host, Tracy Chantel, and her co-host, Trish. Join them for the next hour as they release from the vault some of the top talented independent recording artists from around the world. The Access to a Rising Artist Show is the ultimate platform where independent recording artists are featured and given a variety of opportunities to enhance their music career.
Welcome to Wild Wednesdays, and this is the Access to the Rising Artist Show, and you are listening to your host, the one and only Tracy Chantel. And my co-host, Trish, will not be joining us once again, but that's okay. I think our vacation is about now. But how y'all doing out there in Cyberland? How are you? I know we've been on vacation. We've been back and forth on a show for the month of July. You know, we took our little vacation. But we're here back full force, coming through to you today with some good guests to come on the show who's been with us before. We have other upcoming new arising artists that's going to be guests here on the shows or a couple of episodes coming up as well. Well, y'all, as y'all know, it's August. You know, the summer, you know, times fly. Time flies so fast. It's summertime. It's still summertime in my book. You know, sometimes people think August is like, oh, the summer's over. No, it's still. Give me that hot weather. I'm ready for it. Anytime. Keep me out of that cold weather. But how y'all doing out there anyway? I'm excited about getting things going. I got a lot of new things coming my way, a lot of new opportunities and platforms for you as a rising artist to take part of as well. But before I get to all of that, let me tell you a little about what you're listening to, okay? The Access to a Rising Artist Show is a platform. Yes, this is one of the platforms for rising artists to shine. Now, we grant our listening audience across the globe into the access into the Access to Rising Artists vault of independent recorded artists and rising artists from around the globe, as I just mentioned. I just said that double time. Don't mind me. Okay, now the music genres ranges from R&B, pop to hip-hop, gospel, reggae, jazz, rock. Name it, we play it. If it's good music, you're going to hear it here on the show. We don't discriminate, okay? Music makes you feel good, you're going to hear it here. Now, regular Aaron, we will also have joined us on the show other guests in the entertainment industry as well. Not only do we have arising artists come on as guests, but throughout the show, we will provide contact information for you for other guests that will be joining us here on the show, on this platform. Now, throughout the show, as I was going to say as well, you know, I got to slow it down. I'm just a little too excited, but that's okay. I get it together. Just bear with me. My followers, y'all know how I do here. Now, throughout the show, it's all live, okay, keeping it real. Throughout the show, we will provide you contact information for you to send in music for review and consideration to get airplay on one of our upcoming episodes. Now, this is for all you musicians out there. You'll also be given periodically throughout the show the URL for our new updated website, and it's so easy, really. Everything's going to be access to horizonartists.com or at Gmail, okay? Come on, you can't miss it. But I am excited about the new website. Y'all need to go check it out. We have a lot of cool things happening there. And yes, me, the one and only, ladies of many hats, I do websites and I designed it all. That's why it took me, actually, the whole summer almost, to get it through. But that's okay. I wanted to make sure I have opportunities for you as musicians out there to be seen and get broader recognition and exposure. So I really hope y'all go and check it out. And again, like I said, you'll find a host of opportunities and platforms to be part of as well as other exciting news. Now, when you hear this sound, I don't know. Did we hear it? I don't know if y'all heard that, but if I can get someone to just, you know, reach out to me in the chat or something, let me know. Did you hear the sound of a boat? I hope we're not having technical difficulties here. Like I will be very, very upset about that one. Hold on, let me just go to commercial and check everything because I want to make sure everything's right. You know, I have some, you know, good guests coming up, and I just want to make sure everything is correct. So I'm going to take you out to commercial quickly. All right, y'all, I'm back. I don't know what's going on. Let's see. Let's take this. Let's see, make it happen. All right, y'all, that's what I was looking for. That was what I was looking for, okay? We was having a little technical difficulty, but we're getting through. We're getting through it, okay? This is your host, Tracy Chantel, and you are listening to the Access to Horizon Artist Show. My co-host, Trish, will not be joining me this evening. So we're going to keep it moving. As I just mentioned, y'all heard the sound, okay? And that's for all my new listeners wondering, what's that sound? Well, you heard the sound of the boat. That's right, y'all. That's the sound. What that means is time for good things to be released. That's right. We'll be taking you inside the boat as we release some of the hottest independent recording artists' music, like I said, from around the world, always giving you, our listening audience, refreshing new sounds that needs to be released, heard, and enjoyed. Here, you know, I'm operating solely, and you know, sometimes it may take me a little longer to get things going, but that's okay. Okay, but not only are we going to be releasing hot music out of the vault, also, I'm going to be providing you resources and tools that will also be released for you, our listening audience. Now, on some occasions, like I said, we'll be stepping out the vault. We'll have some surprise guests to join us on the show as well, which I think we may have a surprise this evening, along with our Horizon Artist guest that's going to be joining us, okay? And you, some of our guests will, you know, come on to inspire you, inform you, and motivate you as an artist to take, and for you to, as an artist to take note and apply towards building and enhancing your own career, okay? So, however, sometimes we have guests on the show that's not solely about music all the time, okay? It may just be about information given to you to empower you, your life. Things going on in your life as well, you know, to bring about positive changes in your life. All right? So, again, when you hear the sound of that vault, just pay attention. Okay? Pay attention. That's all. Now, sometimes, you know, our listeners don't always agree with us. You know, they may not think, you know, we may think some music is hot, but they may not think it's not. And our listening audience, yes, y'all know who y'all are. Y'all are the ones we aim to please. So that's why we want you to act as our co-host on the show, if you don't know, for all our new listeners. And what we mean by that is what we mean is that you'll be voting. You're voting on the evening's featured songs to be the Let It Ride song or Pass It By song. And that's why your vote will decide the Access to Horizon Artist Let It Ride song for the week. And you can cast your vote three ways here on the show. By calling in at 718-766-4864, or you could join us on the chat line. And on the chat line this evening, the chat line is not up, but we will resume that back in future shows as well. Or you can visit, and well, the chat room will be on the URL for the radio show. But also, where we get the most of our votes come through is by email. And where is that sent to? Access to Horizon Artists at gmail.com. Now, the artist that receives the most Let It Ride votes will be profiled on our website as the artist with the wow factor, featuring their song for 1 week, where over 1,000 viewers visit daily, and they'll be receiving worldwide recognition and exposure. Okay? So right now, before I let you hear the song that received the most Let It Ride votes on our last broadcast, which was aired on July 22nd, I'm going to take you to a brief break, and we'll be back to you in about 42 seconds. All right? So don't go nowhere.
Do people call you thrifty, penny pincher, a cheapskate? Well, that's good, because the Cheap Cheetah Money Show embraces that lifestyle. The Cheap Cheetah Money Show offers you a place to share, learn, and be creative with people like yourself who know the true value of a dollar. Join us, www.facebook.com/The Cheap Cheetah Money Show, or listen to our radio show, www.blogtalkradio.com/cheap-cheetah, where the only name we will call you is family.
All right, welcome back, y'all. This is your host, Tracy Chantel, and you're listening to the Access to a Rising Artist show. We was having a little difficulties on top of the show, but I think I got it all together. My co-host, Trish, will not be joining me this evening. Hopefully, she'll be back with us next week. We have a guest join us this evening as well. One of our favorite Rising Artists who graced our platform many, many times. But I'll share that with you later. But right now, I'm going to get to make you, our listening audience, those who haven't heard it, didn't hear it the last time, the artist who was voted, the artist with a wow factor, whose song received the most Let It Ride votes. She goes by the name of Bima. That's right, y'all. Now, let's give her a hand. I love giving applause for everything here. So you're going to hear it live. We're going to give a hand to the artist, Bima. That's right, y'all. Her song, They Don't Care, received the most Let It Ride votes. Now, what I'm going to do, I'm going to let you hear it, give it another spin here on the show to our new tuned-in listeners to hear. So let me just take it in. Stop talking too much. All right? All right, y'all, here goes They Don't Care by Bima. And let me know what you think. And again, you can vote on this song again this week as well. There's been times where songs received, double times.
All I want to say is that they don't really care about us.
Indeed,
all I want to say is that they don't really care about us.
There's so much hate up in this world, and it's spreading like a fungus. It's hate all through the hood, even hate up in the Congress. Our president is black, they are strutting, and yeah, they tunnel them. Why throwing the temper tantrums? I run it, national anthem. Seems like the land of the oppressed and the home of many cowards. Your family eating good, why you trying to take from ours? We get up and we go get it, busting our ass for pennies. Got the nerve to call us losers when your wealth was simply given. Martin Luther King had a dream, Judgment by my character, overlook my color scheme. Life is but a narrative, gotta read, and believe only half of what it seems, Fox News tell lies all day. The problem is the black man, cause he in they way. He digging in they pockets, investigating corruption. What about us poor Americans, ignoring that discussion? Politicians resigning these days, mighty abruptly indict America colder. I'm sick of them getting lucky, sick of all the bullying, sick of all the confusion, sick of them twisting scriptures and mocking the Constitution. Sick of you picking on the shit, just let us live. Most of us educated, don't focus on 10% and don't get it misconstrued. I know a couple dudes that dropped out of school and they the farthest from a dummy or a fool. Better make a move.
My people shed so many tears, justice for Greg Hill. You turn up like a cook, but really that's what you is.
James Anderson, Malcolm Ferguson, Ernest Gunes, Nicholas Hayward, Andy Lopez, Gregory Hill. Fatalities, social brutality.
But you come by the nigga hating on you.
All I wanna see is that they don't really care about us.
Rick Scott, Ted Cruz hating on
you. They say they want a bright future, but they cut the bright future. Scholarships, raise the taxes, make them all suffer from their hardships. Close schools, give them easy access to petty money, drugs, guns, post bonds. Let them think they have funds. Let them think they gotta outshine their neighbors. Brainwash them all, fill their head with fables. Turn the middle class against the lower light skin versus darker half versus the half nots in the riders versus walkers. Don't let them mock us. First they flash the food stamps, then the unemployment. Say they love the soldiers, yes, that's only on deployment. When they get back by God's grace, the U.S. of A. ain't hearing shit our heroes gotta say. Slaps in the face, the poor get shitted, wealthy get the tax cut. Trayvon Martin, no justice, man, it's just us. Don't hold your head down, yeah, they treating us so unjust. We gotta come together before they ever take us serious. I'm sick of it. Can't
ain't never get no help. Come to I Street, let us fuck you good. It won't hurt as bad as Wall Street. Crabs in the bucket, forced to think that we inferior. You and I, T-Y is what makes us superior. We know better, let's do better. When you get money, stuff move better. And it's plenty of buku cheddar. Everybody eat when you work together. Wake up, but I ain't gave up, cause I still pray for them better days. Cause technically, we still slaves. Overworked, underpaid.
Because we're picking on us, man, just let us live. Working part-time jobs and better can pay the bills.
Racism, discrimination, they won't allow vote on immigration. No gun regulations, destroying lives. Damn suckers in their eyes, let them all die.
But you talking about a nigga hating on you.
The DA and the judge hating on you.
School 'em MJ.
I'm trying to be in the mix of my shame. It's throwing me in a class with a bad name. I can't believe this is the land of which I came.
But you tell me this the land of the free,
this
huh?
Is my really the government don't want to see it.
The most Let It Ride votes, and the artist name who was named, titled, the artist with the wow factor was Bima, song titled They Don't Care. Kind of hot. I was checking. I was digging it. So I think y'all made a good choice. Y'all made a good choice. So remember, that was They Don't Care by Bima. Now, usually, you know, I like to play, like last episode, I played a lot of music. I think I did a lot of talking in the beginning of this show with the technical difficulties. I think I'm going to go right into our interview. This evening, we are bringing back here with us, live on with us, award-winning. Yes, they received an award, lady. Before I bring them in, I just want to give you a little update. Young Old Heads. Young Old Heads has been on this platform many, many times. They are out there on their grind, when I tell you. So right now, I'm introducing them as award-winning hip-hop artists for Best Music Group. And let's bring him in. Young Old Heads.
Good evening. Good evening, Tracy. How you doing? Good evening, everybody.
All right. And who I have here on the line with me?
We've got TNT.
TNT? Okay, yes, all right. Hello?
Mello. Yeah, I'm here. Mello's indisposed right now, so it's just going to be me today.
Oh, okay. Mello's not here with us right now?
Yeah, no, he's not here with us today.
Okay, well, we got TNT on the house. First, let me say congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Was I correct for the best music group?
Yes, the best hip-hop group in 2015. Yep.
All right. I think y'all are well-deserved. It's well-deserved because y'all are so on your grind. It's time to turn around. Y'all everywhere.
We try to get everywhere. But, yeah, it definitely was an honor. It was receiving the award was surreal. I mean, I can't – it's hard to describe how I felt when I went up on stage, when me and Mello went up on stage and received the award. It was amazing.
All right. And who and what organization would promote that, you know, honored you at this event?
It was Harlem Lanes Radio. out of New York, as a matter of fact, and the event was in Yonkers. So yeah, Harlem Lings Radio recognized all unsigned artists and groups and managers and producers, DJs, the whole nine yards. So, you know, big shout out to Les Love for holding this event, you know, and Doug Moore also. I mean, they actually put this event together, you know, and thanks to you, Tracy, for helping Young Old Heads get where we are too, because without you, you know, also, you know, I've been given all kinds of statements, you know, about, you know, who's all helping Young Old Heads get where they are. You know, and your platform is definitely one of them that got us where we were to get that award.
Oh, I'm so happy. I'm glad. You know, I've been a number one fan of y'all from the beginning. So, you know,
y'all definitely
deserve it because y'all definitely on your grind and y'all committed to what you're doing and your focus and you're staying on it, you know. Y'all keeping it going regardless of whatever other obstacles may come in, y'all. Still maintain your drive, your strive, your grind.
Yes.
Right.
Definitely.
So for all our new listeners out there, TNT, let them know where you're from. Who do you, what, you know, where you at?
We were at Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania all day. PGH 412 area code. We rep it all day, every day.
I know y'all working on some new music and stuff, but before I get to that, you know, maybe I'll play a little song selection here. And then I have a little surprise guest I think that's going to join us this evening as well. I have several songs. I have so many stuff. But you know what I haven't played here on our platform before? And the song titled Anybody. And that was one of my favorites. So I think, yeah, I'm going to let them hear that. How about, what you think?
Oh, speaking of that, I was actually doing the video for that, for Anybody. So,
Okay, well, let our listeners hear it first, and then you tell us a little about it and what you're doing, currently doing, and we're going to bring our surprise guests in as well. Okay? Y'all listen to the audience. We're speaking with TNT from Young O Heads. And we're about to play one of their song selections. My song selections, but this is one of their songs, titled Anybody. All right, hold on. I don't know what's going on with this today, but that's all right. We're going to get it.
Rolling on the highway, at the flyway, we do with the drunk way. Then I got a call the next day. My homie Canusa passed away. Now you grown kids. Rest in peace, Pepper.
Is really hard to handle. Some pour drinks, others rather light a candle. Mind gets confused, you puzzle and you ramble. Yesterday she wanted her eggs lightly scrambled.
Man.
How am I gonna live without her?
Without her?
How am I gonna live without her? She was my best friend, my main ace, boom, coon. By noon she was telling me to get out of the bathroom. A perfect smile coming home so I can tell you how my day went and I couldn't wait to smell you. Listen to the radio, a special report. There's a shooting down of the food court. Please, Lord, let this be her calling me. I'm swallowing, cause the situation's really bothering. The sheriff's on the phone, I hear screaming and hollering.
Your wife has been shot by the ice cream parlor, and she's in the ambulance strap with the collar, and she's in bad shape. Call her mother and her father and go to the hospital. She be in St. Margaret.
I had to pull it over cause I started getting car sick. Got to the hospital, she's critical, unstable. The doctor came out and said she died on the table.
Right, Joy, that was Anybody by Young Old Heads. That's one of the top ones I like, too. I enjoyed it a lot. I like the beat and everything. I like the lyrics, too. So you wanted to tell us, you saying y'all working on a video for that.
Yeah, we're, well, I'm working on it now. It's going to be a still video. It's going to have a lot of different pictures of people who passed on, some real,
okay.
Some celebrities, you know, things of that nature. Because, I mean, that song Anybody is really dedicated to, you know, everyone. I mean, just anybody is everyone who has somebody or who is somebody. To,
yes, I think a lot of people can most definitely identify with it. Yes.
Yeah, definitely, because we've all lost especially someone in our lives.
Uh-huh.
So that's
so
what
much
the song
going on
is pretty
in the
much
world.
Dedicated. Yes, yes. So that the song pretty much. Is you know, it's telling personal experience with me and Mello, but we just want everybody to know, especially in the hook, that you know, anybody, you know, if it was a parent, grandparent, a son, a daughter, your mother, your father, you know, cousin, friend,
right.
Girlfriend, boyfriend, wife, you know, husband, whoever, we've all lost somebody, you know, in our
that's
lives.
That's right. You see it in. And that's all you see in the media all day, you know, just
yes.
It's just so much
yes.
going on. And like I said,
yes.
you know, this song would definitely hit home for a lot of
yes.
people listening to it, you know. And it's such
yes.
a, and as well as has a catchy hook, too, you know.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
it's definitely a sing-along song, you know. So
oh,
what
yeah.
else y'all out
oh,
there
yeah.
doing? You know, you
well,
received
we,
the award, you performed different places, you know, you been in, back to New York, back and forth to New York. You did
yeah.
Myrtle Beach. You did Washington. Where else? You know, what you've been doing? Tell us a little
well,
bit about what you've been
we've
doing.
We've been.
I had a surprise guest that was going to join us, but they had to go, so hopefully they'll tune back in before, you know, this is over.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, what we've been doing, you know, after the award show, we've been getting, you know, guest spots here and there, you know, doing a lot of people want us to do collaborations, you know, with them and everything else. Okay. You know, we're just trying to find the time to, you know, do some things, you know, with some people, as well as we did a donation, you know, to a cause up here in Pittsburgh. And we're supposed to also be speaking. Well, I'm supposed to be speaking at a function, you know, representing Young Old Head, about to young people who, as far as business and teaching them how to start a business and how to achieve the things they need to achieve. Yeah. So, I mean, we're giving back. We're definitely giving back to the community. And we're just trying to keep it 100 because, I mean, the thing is fame will come, but, you know, everyday people are always there. So, you know, we just try to focus on what's around us and, you know, make good music for people. So, yeah, I mean, then next, we're hoping, it's probably in the works right now, but we should be coming back to New York to perform at B.B. King's. So that's right.
We got to let the people know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's
y'all definitely going
to be
back
here. Excited to see that. Yes.
August 22nd, y'all will be
August
back
22nd,
in
yes,
the house.
Yes.
Big Apple,
okay.
B.B. King's. I tell you, y'all doing it. Y'all doing your thing.
Yeah,
but you know what, right now?
I said, we're trying. I mean, we're just working hard.
No, you ain't trying. Y'all doing it. You're not trying. You're doing it. But right now, TNT, I'm going to bring in a guest that's going to join us this evening. Okay, he's the founder. He's the CEO, 12-time platinum producer, and like I said, CEO of Team Mashing Distribution.
Oh.
I'm bring in Team
It's all good. It's peace, family.
Hey.
Peace. What's going on?
What's going on, fam? How are you?
Man,
how
out
you
here
doing?
Multitasking. Man, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. You know, I was listening to the show and then I got this call and I had to drop off, but I'm back on. But just to expound on what you're saying, fam, it's like a lot of people who look on the outside of the music industry, they look at it like they only see the end result. You feel what I'm saying? They only see the fast cars, money, and all that good stuff, the end result.
Right.
And when they try to get in the game, they don't understand that that's a major label business model. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Meaning that you, in order to be on that statue, you would have to sell 100,000 records to see a profit.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
No. And what independent person is set to do that? None. So they need to get out fantasy land and adopt this independent business model. You feel me? Where
that's right.
You can sell 1,000 records. That's doable. And you can take 2,000 and put it in your pocket and then reinvest. Where I'm going with this, you can maintain a lifestyle if you get out the fantasy land. You feel me? With the tools and fuse, if you do it right, you know.
Yes.
And
definitely.
And be on the grind. Like they doing, like Young Old Heads, they on their grind, you know? They focus.
I mean, perfect example. That's what I'm saying. If done right, man, it's like it's not even an age thing. You just creating your own infrastructure. You feel what I'm saying? You don't have to sell 100,000 records to maintain, to have a certain lifestyle. You know, it's all in the beholder, man. You know, what's success to you? You know, success to me is just my family happy. You feel what I'm saying? I could be in a shack, but, you know, That's success. Everybody happy and everybody alive and healthy. It's all what filter and what lens you looking through life at. When I'm just talking about the music industry, how you perceive it, and how you see yourself in it. You know, a lot of my talks has been like, you know, you guys got to get out that fantasy land and get into some reality.
Yeah,
and then move from there.
That's right.
I'm trying.
My
listeners out there,
I know he came in full force. That's Mr. Keith Klyzok, as I mentioned. He's the founder CEO of Team Mashing, and he has different entities in Team Mashing Entertainment, Distribution, and Recording. And we're not going to get into all that because I'm going to have him on the show as our special guest, one of our upcoming episodes, so he can also, you know, we can talk more in detail about what he do and provide as well for your artists out there as well and what he's been doing.
Already.
We can share some, definitely some valuable information for you out there.
Already. Yeah, that's for the youth. That's for the youth. You know, it's all a facade, man. Y'all look at 50 Cent, man. You know, he broke it down in court. He told y'all what it was. You know? It's not all what you think it is. You feel me?
It's not. It is not. Not even close.
Not even close, man. But the thing
I try to tell these young cats that. Yeah, I try to tell them, say, look, that I say, you wanna be a rapper or this, not the other. Say, first things first, get your education first. That's first things first. Education is key. Because if you don't have the education, then the rap's not going to work for you. Now, it works for people who
won't run a business, won't know how to run
right,
a business.
Right, exactly. You know, some people got in there and they were blessed to get where they are in music now, and that's a very far few in between. I said, but there's a lot of people out there trying to rap, trying to do this, trying to do that, and trying to do independent. The first things first, it costs a lot of money to do independent. Period. You have to go everywhere. You have to do a lot of things. And without that education, you're not really going to go anywhere. You're going to be playing music for your homies in the hood. And that's about all you're going to get.
That's it.
You know, and
if that's but once again, if that's success to you, you made it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. If that's success to you, then
right.
you made
and
it.
And also, I feel also, they definitely got to be. They have to love it. They have to have their passion for it because they're going to have
you
the ups and downs.
Yes.
So when they come across the downs, the obstacles, you know?
Making money, here's the thing. Not to cut you off, here's the thing. Making money is a byproduct of doing what you love to do. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's right.
It can't be the other way around or you're going to have all kind of ulcers and letdowns and all kind of bullshit. Excuse my language.
It's going to be hard. That's why when I'm speaking at this function, that's what I'm going to be letting the youth know, you know, because there's more out there than just hip-hop, you know, because when it boils down to it, when you hit 30, when you hit 40, you know, when you get to that certain age and hip-hop's not doing it for you, what are you going to be doing? What do you have to fall back on? You should always have something to fall back on, A, B, C, or D plan, whatever. Always have something because hip-hop is not going to pay the bills. I can tell you that now. You need to get out there and get a job because I still work. You know, I own my businesses too, but I still work. And I have people underneath me. I hire people. I hire young people to train them, teach them a craft, teach them a skill. You know, so when they leave me or if they decide to leave me, then they can go out and they can use that skill to get another job that's similar to what they're doing.
Yeah, always have something to fall back on. Definitely.
Exactly. Always have something to fall back on because I tell them,
not everyone
just
about to where it can pay for their bills. You know?
Right.
You know, you may get 10 out of a million. Okay? But I don't want to cut neither one of y'all off, but, you know, I just want to keep it moving a little bit, just a little bit. You know, we can get back to this.
Okay.
Again, y'all listening to the Access to Rising Artists show. This is your host, Tracy Chantel. Joining me, my Rising Artist guest, TNT from Young O'Heads, and our special guest who joined us this evening, founder, CEO, 12-time platinum producer, Mr. Keith Kleisop. And right now, I just want to play a song, and we'll get right back to it. And we're going to play one of the songs in which, actually, Young O'Heads and TMD, Mr. Kleisop are also in business relationship with to where they provide distribution for. And the song title is called Thinking About You. So that's all right, guys. Can I just do this for a minute? And then we get back
to that banger. Play that banger. If you ain't got it, go get it.
All right, here we go, y'all. Let's make it happen for y'all out there in our listening world. Thinking About You by Young O'Head.
You stay on my mind. I think about you all the time. You stay on my mind. I think about you all the time.
I got to put you in my heart and mind and soul, and I couldn't help myself from missing you, and I wish I never said them things to you, and I wanna tell you that I'm sorry from my heart. I know I'm the reason we're apart. Let me make it up to you, just give me a chance. Take a look at what I'm saying, just maybe a glance. Just tell me what to do, I'm begging you please. Like boys and men, I'm on my bended knees. Had my eyes wide open, but couldn't see. I'm surrounded by the air, but I couldn't breathe. Oh my God, tell me why this happened to me. If she take me back, then I will gladly be anything that she wants a man should be. Understand someone for her to believe that a heart's safe now wherever it be. I'm the only one here who got the key. So open up your heart for you and me. Let's put it on paper indefinitely. We can walk down the aisle to feel the breeze. That you are my wife for the world to see. I promise that I'm never gonna leave, cause you'll always be a part of me.
Some days when I'm kissing you, I don't feel right when I'm with my crew. They put they boo, and I'm needing you. Watching a movie and I'm holding you. You got my kids and I miss them too. You hate it when I'm out there with my crew, but every night, baby, I'm talking to you. You moved away and I feel so blue. On the phone, gotta sleep with you. I love it when I'm on the phone with you. But guess what, chicken, you steal my boo. And it's gonna have to be this way. I miss you, girl, when I don't play. I'm doing shows, I'm on the stage, and you ain't there, I feel so great. You hit my phone at the end of the night, and we gon' sleep the night away. And that makes me feel okay. I miss you, baby, like every day. In the bed, movie on, me and you. As we lay, I just wanna let you know, boo, I think about you every day.
Reminiscing on the day when I left your side. That look in your eyes like I don't know why. Neither did I, and it made you cry. Your heart's full of pain, no relief in a sigh. Love at first sight, I saw it when you saw me. I remember getting butterflies every time you called me. Now when I check my phone, someone else is calling. Face full of tears and I feel like I'm falling. Now I'm dissolving the thoughts in my head. I feel so restless every time I go to bed. My heart's so cold that I don't believe it's red. A thought in my head says I'd rather be dead. Since you've been gone, I'm surrounded by space. It needs to be filled with your presence and grace. I miss moving your hair when it falls on your face. Right by my side is supposed to be your place. Now I'm in a race just to get you back. Everything about you, I'm missing that. Your kiss, your touch, how you rub my back. Your skin, your voice, I'm in need of that. So bring it back. You're the only thought in my mind. Thought without you that I would have been fine. But that missing piece of you, girl, being mine, got me thinking about you, girl, all the time.
Yes, sir.
We're going to get back into our little conversation here with TNT from Young O'Head and Mr. Keith Clyde
of
Team Mash Entertainment. Okay, so I'm going to let y'all have the platform again and, you know, share your little knowledge with everyone out there.
Yeah, I was, I forgot what I was going to say. See, that's the O'Head.
Well, you were talking about where you were speaking out for the youths, with the youths coming
out.
Oh,
yeah. I was explaining to them, you know, that pretty much, you know, without education, without something to fall back on, this hip-hop thing is not going to work for you. Because first things first, it's almost like the economy, and it's almost like rich people. They're the top 1%. Well, that's the same thing in the hip-hop or in sports. The top 2%, 1%, 3% will get in and make something of themselves. You may not be that person. And if you're not, what are you going to do after that? You know, I'm not saying give up your dream as opposed to wanting to be an artist, but you have to you have to dig deep, and it's blood, sweat, and tears. I've been in this for years, and I tell them, I said, look, I got to pay for everything that I do. I got to pay to go here, pay to go there. I said, even after this award that we won, a lot of people, a lot of these young people say, oh, man, you won the award, and oh, my goodness, you guys are making this and that and the other. You guys are great. Thank you. We are, and I appreciate all the accolades. But I tell them, I said, still, you're going to go to a lot of shows where you're not going to get paid a dime. Nothing.
Right.
And that's one of the things.
Well, that's
that you have
right. And that's where all the, I think the passion and love got to come in. Like the independent thing is the move. And to be the independent, like also Keith, you were saying, you know, that's moving. But you also have to have everything, like you say, funds. You have to have something else to, you know, to get you through all this. For travels, for shows, for production, and all of that. And I, Ms. Keith, you know, because you've been doing this for years as well in the entertainment industry, period. You do the production, the music, the movies, the everything.
It's not to cut you off, but it's a business. And what business on the planet don't take a self-investment to make money? The artist is the business. You are the business. So there's certain things you're going to have to invest in. You got to determine first, are you a hobbyist or are you trying to achieve or get to a certain level? Once you establish that, then you'll know what to put into it. If you're a hobbyist, just do it for the love. You know, if you're trying to get to the next level, it's going to require some self-investment, you know, and some time to make it happen. But to bounce off what you were saying, it's like you got to – hip-hop is just a platform. You bounce off of it and do something else. It's just to create your brand. Hip-rap is just to brand yourself, you know.
Right.
And then you can go into all kind of fashion or – look at all the blueprints that are laid down from the rappers who are, you know, taking rap and doing other things. They don't even have to rap no more. You feel what I'm saying? Like, 50 ain't got to make another rap album. You know, Jay-Z, he don't got to make another rap album. I mean, they took the rap and LL, they took it and diversified it. They went into acting, fashion, movies, Will Smith, you know.
Yep.
You don't want to just be a rapper. You got to have a plan with it. You go in to brand yourself, not to regurgitate what I'm saying, but I want to make sure the youth get it, you know. It's just a platform to brand yourself and bounce off to whatever your passion is. And then the world is yours. That's when Nas say the world is yours, that's what he means. You know, you got to go where your passion is. That's living. You know, that's not working. And the byproduct of that is you're getting paid to do that.
Yes, yes. And try to explain also to piggyback off that, you know, not only being a brand, and independent, but also you have to make sure that you know your business. It is key. I mean, it is so key to know your business. It's not even funny because there's a lot of well-known, you know, artists have been messed up and bankrupt and everything else. I mean, there's artists who are performing now to this day who are going on tour but not getting a dime of none of that money that they're performing. They're not getting anything. They're lucky to get you know, the lodging and everything else. I mean, obviously the glitz and glamour of everything, but when it boils down to that, every 3 months that quarter comes around, they don't get a royalty check, they don't get anything, a performance, nothing. They don't get anything. Because
they
burn everything through their advance.
On that note right now, I just want to bring in someone else. We usually have a segment called Chief Cheetah Corner here on the show. And actually, she did a posting. She has her own website, Chief Cheetah website, and she talks about money, finance, and she did a segment as well talking about entertainers with the industry, in the industry who, you know, with the money being lost and stuff. I'm going to bring her in right now. Let's give a hand for Roxy Hill from the Chief Cheetah Corner.
Good evening, everyone. How is everyone?
Good evening.
Hey,
well. Hi, Roxy. How are you?
I was so caught up in the conversation, just saying exactly what I was trying to tell up-and-coming artists, and please continue, because you got me going. I love what y'all saying, because it's true.
Well, I want you to share with them, too, because you provide some valuable information as well. That's why I brought you in. I mean, they hit it right there on the note, you know, what they're talking about, what we all talking about here on the show today. which is very interesting. So, you know, and I like I said, you just did a posting about this recently, didn't you, Roxy?
Right. It's basically what the two guys were saying, that you do have to branch out.
Pfizer and TNT.
You have to branch out.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Hello?
Yeah, without all that, I mean, it's branching out, going here, doing this, and also you got to have a good support system.
Yes.
Because if you don't have a support system, then it's going to be extremely difficult for you to get where you need to be. I mean, it is just, there's so many moving parts in this. It's
absolutely
just not even funny. So many
not to cut you off, with when people, it's so cliche to say getting there without expanding on the intricate parts it takes to get there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what the youth is missing. It's always the instant,
exactly.
You know.
Exactly.
And we need to expound on those A to Z's to get to the outcome.
But like
right.
It was mentioned before, education is the key.
Yes.
Okay, you always have, whether you're rapping or breakdance, whatever it is your talent is, fine, pursue that, but still in the back, have something to fall back on, and it's an education. Because
yes.
You can always pursue a job in your field, which will help you make the money to pursue your passion.
Yes,
it's
kind of
like romance. So education is key.
Yes. And you also said
about support. Like, you can't do it alone. You have to have a team.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
you know?
You do. You gotta have a team that's down with you, a team that's not going to, you know, try to beat you for anything and everything. You gotta have somebody you can trust. And also, you know, to elaborate on the education part, not just your education, but you also gotta make sure that, you know, when it gets to a certain point, you know, you have to start to analyze what's more important, because a passion's one thing, but actually living is another. You know, and your passion, if it's not making you a living, then you're going to have to make that decision. You might have to set it on the back burner, or just maybe set it down for good. I mean, it doesn't. I'm not telling no one to not pursue their dream, but the thing is this is reality. Reality is reality.
Yes.
I mean, there's no sugar in anything. You know,
and just
to
bounce off of what
do what you got to do.
Absolutely. And just to bounce off what you said, it's all a mindset. Once you get the mindset right, whatever you choose to do, you're gonna succeed.
So for us to say,
okay, you're failing as a rapper, go get a job. You're gonna fail at that job too because of your mindset.
Exactly.
It's not the rapping nor the job.
No, exactly.
It's the mindset. Once you get that locked in, you can choose it.
Yes.
That's
so
right.
I think that's where it starts. I mean, specifically speaking to the youth, that's where it starts.
Yes, man. And you know what? I speak. It's kind of funny that you say that to youth, because I do a lot of it with the youth. But you know, I've actually ran into a lot of older, you know, adults, you know, in their 30s also, who still are lost, you know, in this world of what should they do? You know, and some of us will say, well, hold on, you're old enough to know better. Well, sometimes these people didn't have the guidance and the direction that they needed while they were coming up, and or whatever. And me personally, I try to explain to people, say, look, this is how this is going to go. Stop with the I'm going to do this, that, or the other, because here's how it works. For every job you do, you've got to sacrifice something, regardless of what it is. You have to sacrifice something. And if you're not willing to make that sacrifice, you're always going to be that person sitting there next to your friends complaining about how somebody else got something and you don't. Well, here's the thing. You don't have it because you stopped trying. You don't you don't want to do the hard work. You don't want to get into it. And as a matter of fact, real quick, I don't want to keep you guys, but I remember being in the studio, and a young cat wanted to record. And I said, okay, well, he come on and record. I wasn't going to charge him anything. He come on and record. He get up there, and he sound like the young cat's down south. I said, well, hold on. I said, is that the sound you want to go with? Yeah, everybody's doing it. I said, see, that's your problem right there. You're too worried about what everybody's doing. Why don't you do what you feel is good? I said, secondly, What do you want to do? Did you copyright your lyrics? What? What's copyright? Oh, boy. I say, now we got a lot.
And there you go, lots of business.
I said, this is exactly what has to happen. I said, you got to copyright your music. Because let's just say, for instance, this music becomes a hit.
Wait, before
well,
you
somebody
take, before
take
you,
it and run with it.
TNT, before
yes,
you go there, because we got like 5 minutes left, I just want to go to a quick break.
Okay.
And then when we come back, I just want y'all to, you know, just leave an inspiring, something valuable message for our
definitely
listeners out there. So I'll be back in
definitely
45 seconds.
Okay.
This message is for independent recording artists. Is your music career at a standstill? If so, let Access to a Rising Artist promotion get it moving again and take it to the next level. We can assist you with building your brand through online radio promotion, social media marketing, and website development. And if you don't know what direction to go, get an opportunity to have a one-on-one consultation session to get you started in the creative aspect of developing a strategy on going forward with your music career. Get back on your music journey again and visit us online for a host of new opportunities that will put you in the spotlight at www.accesstoarisingartist.com, the ultimate platform for a rising artist to shine.
Right, y'all. We're back. We got about 4 more minutes to go. We're here joined this evening on the Access to Rising Artists show with our Rising Artists guest, TNT from Young O'Heads, Mr. Keith Klyzok, CEO of Team Masher Entertainment. And we also have on the line Chief Cheetah Corner, one and only, Miss Roxy Hill. And right now, we're going to, you know, I'm going to give the platform to each and every one of them and let them say what they need to say. And I really enjoyed this segment this evening. It was very valuable. I didn't get much music going on, but we got a lot of valuable information. So I'm going to let y'all all, you know.
Ladies first.
Okay?
Oh, sorry. what can I say? Everything that was said on the show is on point. Really, it was on
point.
Definitely.
Now, we didn't get a chance to go into the corner, but
This was the corner. To me, today was the corner. Because they covered a lot of stuff.
All right.
Okay, well, I'll say, hello.
Go ahead.
We're here.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll say this. Don't stop dreaming and don't stop trying to pursue your dreams. But when it all boils down to it, you have to look at the reality of everything and also have to look at that it takes more than just going in a studio and rapping. It takes a whole lot to do what you need to do. And as long as you have a positive team behind you, as long as you believe in yourself, and as long as you have that plan B, you should be okay. You should succeed.
All right, Keith.
Yes, sir. Yeah, what I want to say is if you are original and talented, there is no competition.
All right.
I agree with that.
All right. Once again, thank you so much. I enjoyed it, and I hope to have you all back on the show soon, Keith. We'll be looking for you. Young O'Heads, TNT, y'all keep on doing the thing.
Y'all
can go to my website, accesstorisingartists.com, for any updates on Young O'Heads. You'll see also different things for TMT and Team Mashing as well. Again, thank you, and y'all stay blessed and safe. And join me next Wild Wednesday on the Access to Rising Artists show.
Thank you for listening to the Access to a Rising Artist show, where you'll only hear the sounds of top talented independent recording artists from around the world.